A couple of years ago in this program, we spoke to the young Czech novelist Petra Hůlová about her epic novel of life in contemporary Mongolia, Paměť mojí babičce, which translates literally as Memory for My Grandmother. The book has just been published to considerable acclaim in English translation by Northwestern University Press under the title All This Belongs to Me. Since writing it back in 2002, Petra has been far from idle, publishing no less than 4 further novels that take us from inside the mind of an aging prostitute to the steppes of distant Siberia. At the moment she's putting the finishing touches on another novel, this time with a theme closer to home, spanning the years just before and after Czechoslovakia's Velvet Revolution. With the 20th anniversary of the revolution just days away, I joined Petra Hůlová in the Café Louvre, just above the spot in Prague's Národní třída, National Street, where it all began on November the 17th, 1989. It was here that the police violently suppressed a huge student demonstration, causing a wave of protest across the country that eventually brought down the regime. So I began by asking Petra about her memories of that time.
Of course, I remember everything from the perspective of a kid, and when all these events broke out in November 89, I remember me and my mom joining the demonstrations. I didn't understand very much what it was about in the beginning, and I liked the enthusiasm, and it was dramatic and something was going on. And then I slowly begin to understand. First of all, I felt this sort of deception, if it's the proper word. Like, was there something wrong with my childhood? I thought it was really happy and we had plenty of everything and we were happy. So, like, why all this should change? I didn't see the reason.
Do you think it would have been different if you'd been a few years older, if you'd already been 16 or 17 and at a time when you're already beginning to rebel and beginning to question the world of your parents and the world around you, that you'd have recognized more the cracks that were in the society around you?
Yeah, I'm sure I would have more black and white experience of the revolution, I guess. And also the revolution would be sort of my revolution, while the revolution I remember was the revolution of adult people, and I was somehow there, but very confused.
It's very interesting because I remember, for people who are a bit older like myself, that there was a real atmosphere of euphoria for a few years. You felt that just about anything was possible and that things were changing for the better. And it's very interesting talking to you, someone who's a few years younger, who really wasn't part of that euphoria. And it's something as well that comes up again and again in your books, doesn't it? This inability of people to communicate across the generations. You use the metaphor of frosted glass, as if people are looking at each other through frosted glass.
Yeah, I really felt very much the impossibility to talk about all these issues, not only because of the generation gap, but because of the fact that I was too small to being able to talk about it. Then later, I resented my parents that they didn't tell me more about the regime. First of all, like, their authorities also shattered for me, because again and again I thought, like, how did they live during all those years, and were they part of this gray zone of people who compromised themselves and were too scared to speak free and speak out? So it was also very difficult for me, this shift of my parents' authority for myself. And I think I haven't really come to terms with it 100% up till now.
I was quite interested by the fact that you have chosen on several occasions to write about distant places. Obviously, your best-known novel is set in Mongolia, which really could hardly be further away. is that partly as a way of not having to deal with the story back home?
Critics criticize my writing sometimes to be like escaping all the time from here to some other places. It's difficult to say, but I have to mention that I'm just one of the whole generation who is named like escapists, and all these people I can mention, Jaroslav Rudiš, Markéta Pilátová, Bára Gregorová, they all set their novels abroad, Germany, South America, Russia, and so on. First, there was this big euphoria because of the open borders, people could travel, so it was something very new and appealing, and also, I think to write about my country seemed to be necessarily very political and very constraining somehow. So young writers also, out of these reasons, probably unconsciously chose to go abroad, write abroad.
Is there maybe also a problem that 20 years after the fall of communism, Prague has in some ways become rather boring? Very much like many other European cities. We're sitting here in this cafe just across the road. We can see Kentucky Fried Chicken. In the other direction, there's a Tesco department store. It could be just about anywhere in Europe in some ways. Do you think Prague is becoming dulled at the edges and is becoming less stimulating for a writer?
I'm sure it's definitely true, but also I don't like when it's verbalized in such a way, because that's the danger of freedom or of losing it, because it's so boring. So in a way you even don't like it. So it's very easy to bitch about all these disadvantages and boredom and globalization and uniformity. That's true, but that's something maybe we pay for freedom.
And you're just finishing a novel which is not set in an exotic location. It's set in the Czech Republic. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in this novel?
I am just finishing the book, so it hasn't been published yet. And the story covers the history of a Czech city built in the novel as one of the last, let's say, communist project industrial cities in the end of 70s, and the narrator is a girl. We see her from her childhood up till her middle age, and she tells the story of the city, the story of herself. She is communist herself, and in the democratic era in the 90s and later, she is trying sort of to revitalize this isolated odd city on the basis of a little bit shifted communist ideas. So what I wanted to show is a piece of Czech history and society and what happened, but with a hint of sort of fantastic science fiction moments, and with this unusual perspective of a woman who you wouldn't like to have as a friend.
I wanted to ask you as well about the weight of the legacy of the older generation of Czech writers, because there are several very well-known Czech writers who are now in their 70s and 80s, people like Ivan Klíma, Milan Kundera, writers who are well-known around the world, who went through so many of the experiences of the traumas that this country went through in the course of the 20th century, the German occupation, the Holocaust, the years of Stalinism, the 1968 Soviet invasion, and their work has this kind of weight to it. Do you find it quite difficult living with that literary legacy behind you?
Yeah, it is very difficult. Some of these people I know a little bit in a way that we met somewhere at the festival, and we talked a little bit, but I don't know them personally very well, none of them. I don't know what they think about my work, and I'm not sure they respect it very much. Maybe they think it's nothing in comparison with their moral braveness.
The dissident world was quite a male-dominated world, and have you felt that as well, maybe, as a woman writer?
Yeah, I do very much think about, and it's actually present also in my last novel, the fact that the very much respectable fighters for freedom, fighters against communism, were very often very much traditional in the gender terms, let's say, or their gender perspective was very old-fashioned and easy to criticize from nowadays. I mean, all these dissident families with men riding and spending hours and evenings disputing with other men, you know, whatever, from philosophy to politics, and women doing all the work with kids and keeping the household going. And one wife of a dissident husband said it, that the only time when she could rest a bit was when her husband was in prison.
And it is very interesting, I think, that there are a lot of women writers who are really getting a lot of attention at the moment, prose writers, novelists, who've written to great critical acclaim and also very popular. Probably there are more well-known young women Czech writers than there are men, I think, at the moment, aren't there?
I would say more of half of new writers are women, definitely. But I don't want to speculate why very much. It's just the fact, maybe just the time changes somehow. What I can say is that I'm very happy about it, and it's new for Czech literature.
The young Czech novelist Petra Hulová and her book, All This Belongs to Me, is published by Northwestern University Press.